From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Exhausted firefighters are being pulled off the line in parts of California today. Wildfires have scorched more than 500,000 acres and killed at least 15 people. Fire crews managed to beat back flames threatening homes in northwest Los Angeles County, but new evacuations have been ordered in San Diego County, where the deadliest fire is burning. We'll hear more about that in a moment. First, with more than 1,500 homes already destroyed in Southern California, this is shaping up as one of the costliest fire seasons in history. But wildfires are a regular occurrence in the state, especially at this time of year when hot Santa Ana winds typically blow through. The Insurance Information Network says more than half the homes in California are in areas at risk of wildfire damage. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The wooden sign at the edge of San Diego's Scripps Ranch neighborhood advertises country living, just minutes from an interstate freeway. This subdivision, with winding road shaded by eucalyptus trees, has been one of the hardest hit by the wildfire. Some 350 houses were destroyed here. Outside one, a child's swing still dangles from a tree branch next to leaves that are now baked and brittle. Overworked firefighters managed to save many of the homes in this area, but Fire Chief Jeff Bowman says for others, there was nothing his people could do.
Had we had an army of fire apparatus, we would not have been able to effect a huge change in this area. You're seeing similar devastation to this in San Bernardino. You're seeing similar devastation to this throughout the state of California, and they got the resources first.
No amount of firefighting equipment can match the power of a fast-moving blaze fanned by gusty Santa Ana winds. And the sad fact is, destructive wildfires like these are not freaks of nature. They are nature. Candace Miller directs the Insurance Information Network of California.
Wildfires have been here, and they're part of sort of nature's way of clearing out the dead things and allowing room for new growth. But when we've got homes in the way of that, we've got a mix for tragic circumstances.
Just last week, the insurance group released a report showing more than 7 million homes in California are in areas at risk of wildfire, and more than 6 million of those are in urban areas. Some of the most popular places to build houses, along hillsides, for example, are also some of the most dangerous. Miller herself lives in Rancho Cucamonga, where hundreds of homes were burned late last week.
There's little question that, you know, we are pushing further and further into what firefighters like to call the wildland-urban interface, which is sort of firefighter jargon for brush fire areas. Now, we can't prevent brush fires. They're part of nature. But what we can do is take measures to try and put some controls on that.
There are steps homeowners can take to minimize the threat of wildfire. Surveying the damage in Scripps Ranch, Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi spotted a number of things that might have contributed to the fire spread.
The hillside was probably heavily brushed, had not been cleared. That brush probably came up right to the edge. Eucalyptus trees are a definite no-no. You do not want eucalyptus trees around you. They are extremely flammable. And then this house itself, does it have a wood roof? If it does, get rid of it. You are in a very, very dangerous situation if you have a wood-shake roof. Put on tile, take the shrubbery away from the side of your house. Give yourself a fire-safe zone.
But even some residents who followed that advice lost their homes in San Diego. The only way to be truly fire-safe would be not to build in fire-prone areas. And there's little serious talk of limiting such development. Instead, California Governor Gray Davis wasted no time promising low-interest loans to fire victims who now want to rebuild. In the end, wildfires are simply one of the hazards of living in California and many other parts of the West. As this week's fires have shown, they can be even more hazardous than many residents had suspected. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.